guys. I think I went down the craziest internet rabbit hole I have ever experienced, and now I need to take you along for the journey. Let's talk about it. Young Apollo with the Before we get into this video, because I honestly need a minute, please like and subscribe. I want as many people to find this channel as possible, and especially this insane video, so you know what to do. Now let's talk about something called RCTA, and I'll tell you a story here. Taylor messaged me out of the blue and said, you need to check out this article. It's about people changing their race. I thought, this is gonna be the same thing I've always seen, the Rachel Dolezals of the world, or that Ollie London guy who thought he was Korean when he really was white. But nonetheless, I click on the article. It's from MSNBC News. It says, inside the online world of people who think they can change their race. And suddenly, I was introduced to the group that is known as RCTA. What does RCTA stand for, you ask? Race change to another. Now, as all people do, I had to go to check out Urban Dictionary on this and get a proper definition of RCTA. It says it stands for race change to another. Basically, stupid people who think they can change their race. The Urban Dictionary definition goes on to say that it just seems like transracial in a different form so that these people don't come off as racist. Now, all of this sounds a little crazy, like maybe these people don't actually exist, there aren't actually people on the internet referring to themselves as RCTAs, so I set out on a mission to actually find somebody who was posting about this, and I think I found them. This is an RCTA individual who is posting on Reddit, saying that their English name is Vicky, but they identify as trans Asian, specifically Chinese. Now, in order to bring about this sort of identity for themselves, they've been watching Chinese dramas. It also says that they've been doing certain makeup tutorials to make themselves look Chinese. They've done Chinese workouts, learned the language, are exclusively buying from only Chinese brands, and this becomes really important, have listened to countless subliminals, and specifically Chinese subliminals. Now, what is a subliminal, you ask? Guys, come in. Sit down. Gather around. Subliminals are apparently videos that you can watch on the internet that, while watching them, will make you look more like the race that you are identifying as.
Yeah. True.
Now, I had to watch some of these. At the risk of actually turning myself into an East Asian, I checked out these videos on YouTube. Here's one titled Forever Now, East Asian Appearance Subliminal, in parentheses, powerful, guys, okay? So we might come out looking East Asian after this. It says fatty tissue around and on the eyelids, creating tampered or monolid type eyelids, which is, you know, typically seen in East Asian individuals. So this video, as you're watching it, is meant to subliminally change your face shape. And there are seemingly people who are actively watching this on YouTube and believing that this is happening to them. Here's another one that says epicanthic fold, which is another fold that Asian individuals have in their eyes. This is a subliminal that's meant to help you with that. I mean, clearly these are young women in particular that happen to be super obsessed with things like K-dramas and K-pop or Japanese anime.
Aramito.
And then they're being influenced to believe that they could switch their race to somehow become more Asian. I'm just trying to imagine like what a day in the life looks like of one of the girls who thinks that they somehow can convert to being Asian. They're waking up in the morning, reading Chinese books or Japanese books. They're making ramen, I guess. They're doing their Asian workouts that they find on the internet, putting on their Hello Kitty headphones that they got out of their Blackpink backpack. This is wild. And then at the end of the day, they are turning on these subliminal videos and convincing themselves that by listening to this, they are changing the shape of their face. Wild. Now, this begs the question, right? Is this only happening for Asian demographics? Can I find subliminals on the internet that are made to make yourself black? And guys, it exists. There are subliminals that you can watch on YouTube that are convincing people that you will have more melanated skin upon watching them. Here's one. think it worked. And clearly these people are also obsessed with the sort of kawaii Asian aesthetic, because we're seeing it throughout these videos. What's even more interesting is the comments underneath these videos. Now, I can't tell if these people are trolling or if they're being serious and they think this is actually working, but here are some. This one says, "Thank you for making this. I'm African, and throughout my entire life, I was bullied, ridiculed, and teased for my light skin. I've always wanted darker skin, and I know that black comes in all shades, but this will give me closure. Thank you so much. I used to be insecure about my skin color, so I listened to subliminals to lighten my skin, and now I've realized that my skin was beautiful, so I'm listening to this so I can get my natural shade back." On the one for the eyes, people commented, "My eyes have actually started to look more round, symmetrical, and just cuter than before." This one says, "I usually do not comment on subliminals, but wow, this has worked very well. Honestly, I listened to this for about a week without looking in the mirror. I've listened about 2 or 3 times each time. It works so good. I hope your results come as fast as mine did. Good luck, everybody." You even have people in the comments who are initially commenting when they start listening to the subliminals and updating months later to let them know that they have in fact developed the fold that East Asian eyes have. Now, either this is some voodoo black magic, or people are actually convincing themselves that they can listen to these subliminals on the internet and actually have a change in appearance and even a change in race. Now, as hard as it is to tell between real and fake when it comes to this RCTA community, there seems to be genuine people who are dedicated to these communities, dedicated to their transracial identities, and truly thinking that watching these videos, commenting in these chats, finding these tips and tricks is actually going to help them change who they are as a person, and more specifically, their race. It's very similar to the Ollie Londons and the Rachel Dolezals, who have a deep connection to their transracial identities. And I have to point out that even though this is somewhat of a crazy subculture on the internet, it is indicative of a larger problem within our culture at large. Clearly, young people in particular are truly starting to struggle with their identity. I can't help but remind you guys that at the time that we're watching this video about race changing to another in this whole sort of community, we also have a massive battle surrounding transgenderism happening in this country, where young men and young women in particular are thinking that they can change their gender simply by identifying as another one and going through the blind affirmation process that is both social transitioning and medical transitioning to change who they are as individuals. And the thought occurred to me while falling down this rabbit hole that actually, in many ways, these people who claim to be transracial are making far more sense than those who say that they are transgender. Race actually is a social construct, whereas sex is binary, and we have the markers to identify that.
I said transracialism makes more sense than transgenderism.
How?
Because race is actually a spectrum. Race is actually a social construct. Gender is binary. Mm. There's male and female, that's it. Mm-hmm. There's nothing else. Race is it's actually a social construct. Yes, it's based on our DNA and ancestral history, but these terms we use, nobody's actually black, nobody's actually white, no one's actually these literal colors, right? If someone is mixed race, with the fact that we even call them black, right? If we call Drake black or we call Barack Obama black, right? They're just as white as they are black, but due to the social construct, we call them black in many cases.
But even with that logic being there, members of the RCTA community are being bullied and ridiculed all over the internet. There are people who are mocking them with their own separate videos, going on their videos to troll them, bully them, demean them, saying that they are stupid, that they are brainwashed, that it is not at all possible to be transracial. And while I may agree with the principle of what it is that they're saying, the tone is extremely demeaning when you compare to the blind affirmation that is being given to transgender people in our communities. Yet with transgenderism and people like Dylan Mulvaney or Caitlyn Jenner or anybody who wants to identify as the sex that they were not born with, they are cheered on, they are blindly affirmed, they are pedestalized, they are told that they are the best of our communities. Now, this is not to say that we should go around bullying people who identify as transgender or even transracial. It's just to say that I would appreciate some consistency on these issues, given that transracial, honestly, makes far more sense than being transgender in today's time. How is it that it is so easy for people to detect that transracialism makes absolutely no sense, yet when it comes to transgenderism, we are just accepting it, and in fact, allowing biological men to compete in women's sports, to be in women's spaces, and committing what I believe to be the erasure of girlhood and womanhood in our culture? All that aside, let's talk about what sits at the heart of everything that we've seen in this video. It is an identity crisis, and it's an identity crisis of young people, and even more specifically than that, young women. I noticed immediately that within this race change community, young girls in particular are the ones who are posting on these forums, who are making these subliminal videos that they believe can change your race. They also happen to be one of the largest affected demographics when it comes to transgenderism, or believing that you are gender fluid, non-binary, having sexuality crises. Young women are going through a turbulent time in our culture, and they are not being pointed in the direction of health and wellness. They are being pointed in the direction of altering reality, changing your identity, whether that comes in the form of thinking that you are a different gender, thinking that you are a different race, photoshopping your photos before you put them on the internet, all these crazy filters that we're putting on our faces. Young women are bearing the burden of a larger identity crisis within our culture. And you know what? Where there is ample space to, I guess, ridicule these people on the internet, I can't help but understand exactly what they're going through. This resonates with me a lot, not because I think that I'm transracial, but because I myself am a young woman and I've been an even younger one, and I know how turbulent that time feels, how much you question your identity. You all know that I was a very radical leftist who thought that my race was the most important part of who I was.
For young black and brown people in our communities and all over the world.
And if I was somehow feeling incongruent with that race or feeling like it didn't truly show who I was as a person, why wouldn't you change that? It's very similar to what's happening with gender these days. If you are going through an incongruence in your body and with your mind, and you don't feel sound where you are and with who you are as a person, why wouldn't you run to the corners of the internet where you could change something and where you could feel accepted? And that's where these young girls are going. And this is exactly what they're finding. Instead of being the person on the internet to tell them, hey, let's go down the avenue of trying to accept exactly who you are, trying to come to terms with reality, confront reality. Even with all the woes and the terrifying parts, they're finding people who tell them to run from who they are as a person, to change who they are as a person. And you know what? If young women need to find that message in the form of a somewhat Asian kawaii subliminal, here's one for you. And guys, really, that's it. We started off by falling down what is a extremely strange rabbit hole. I don't think anybody can deny that. But at the end, I think we found the heart of the issue is a crisis in identity and people not being willing to accept themselves, or maybe living in a society that doesn't accept them. And that's something that we should actively work to remedy. If we want to solve some of the major issues that we are all constantly talking about, complaining about, caring about, it often starts with acceptance. And I think for these young people who are finding this content on the internet, acceptance is the message that we need to share with them. But let me know your thoughts. I'm sure you have much to say on the topic of changing your race, changing your gender. Let me know down below. If you disagree with me, as always, I encourage healthy debate, so duke it out in the comments, but do so respectfully. And as always, please like, subscribe, click the notification bell to be notified every single time I post a video for you guys, which is every day, so I don't want you to miss the next one. Peace out.